Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Financial Freedom with your host, Safe Money Bob. Get set for a full hour of financial information and economic news you can't afford to miss. Bob works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now, let's start the show. Here's Safe Money Bob.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's show, Financial Freedom with Safe Money Bob, and I would be Safe Money Bob. Hope you enjoyed last week's show. If you were able to listen in or got to one of my listen to the podcast. Again, I appreciate the audience. It's great. Hopefully you're getting value out of what I can provide you each week. And hopefully, whether we work together or not, it makes your life a little better, not just with financial matters and insurance. So this week, what we're going to do, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to share some personal highlight news hot off the presses. So I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week, but I founded back in like 2011, I founded a charity golf outing. Back then, I can say I was definitely not where I wanted to be, and I was feeling a little down. So instead of kind of going into a corner and curling up, I decided to start a charity golf outing for families who had a lot more things to deal with than I did. And happy to say we had our 11th outing. We missed 2020 because of COVID. Didn't want to get anybody sick. Had our 11th annual Flemington Moose Lodge, 1829, charity golf outing to benefit special needs children, you know, in the Flemington Moose this past Monday. Had 108 golfers tee off. We had great weather. Everybody had a blast. No injuries. No wildlife was hurt. And the kicker of the whole thing, well, I'll get to that in a second. So we were able to raise, I believe, somewhere around $19,000 this year, which is not our best, but it's way up there. So with 11 under our belt, we've raised somewhere close to $240,000. For families with, you know, children with autism and a lot of other things that prevent them from, you know, being able to, you know, to do the things that a regular kid could do. And probably a lot of times how they will never be able to leave their parents' care. So, you know, the families, the kids drive around with their mothers or fathers if they're not playing. All the golfers see them. There's a lot of tears. Because you just see how much – it's hard enough raising kids that are healthy. And then when you have healthy kids and a kid with special needs, they're superhuman parents. So to be able to help them and give back to the community, they're always local and they're so appreciative. And, you know, it's just a great feeling. So on top of all that, everyone having a blast, everybody having fun, everybody getting fed well, all that goes with it. Playing their round with their buddies and brothers and sisters and wives and husbands. Mr. Safe Money Bob here was on the fifth tee with a 6-iron, 160 yards into the wind, little sun coming at him, hit the purest 6-iron of his life and hit a hole-in-one with the ball flying in on the fly. Didn't even hit the ground. So, booyah. Booyah. So that just made the day even more special. And everybody coming up to me and texting me, it's on my Facebook. It was insane. So anyway, it was a great day. Keep helping, you know, help others, help themselves, help people that can't cover things themselves. You know, it's good. It's a good feeling. And I think, you know, what goes around comes around. And, you know, it was a great day. And I was very drained yesterday. You know, that's all I could tell you. So anyway. So this show, back to what we're doing here, we're going to go over the five important things to own during retirement. That's going to be a good chunk of our show today. And again, if you want to talk about anything that I mention, don't mention, just want to have a conversation, you can always book a consultation with me at safemoneybob.com. There's a calendar link. You can also call my office, 908-359-2861, and leave a message 24/7, and one of my staff will get back to you and help you schedule your appointment so we can have a talk and see how I can help you, or at least give you some guidance. Had a call yesterday driving home from an appointment. I actually was on an appointment in person. It's very rare, but I did it. So anyway, this person in particular actually is inheriting money in an annuity from his aunt, and he wasn't sure how much he would be paying tax on. So I explained to him it's just on the gains of his share from his aunt's annuity, not the whole amount of money. So this guy thought he was going to be taxed on an extra $44,000, and he's only paying tax on an extra $15,000. So again, someone I know personally, coached with him, you know, whether or not I'm getting the money or not, it's okay. But, you know, he asked the question, he needed help and guidance, and I gave it to him. So that's what we do. Also, you can subscribe to my podcast at safemoneybob.com. So if you can't make a show, you want to go back and listen to some of the other shows, maybe particular points I made or mentioned, feel free to do so. And again, you can always book me free, no charge, you know, on the web, as well as calling the number, you know, 908-359-2861. So, again, you can get a complimentary retirement consultation, financial consultation, et cetera, if you so choose. And again, you know how to do that. I've just explained it to you. And we'll provide comprehensive plan, you know, analysis, listen to what you want to get accomplished and help you try to get that accomplished. Let's see. And we also analyze if you have any current annuities, things that I deal with, you know, very specifically. I'll tell you how good they are, not good, pros, cons, all that, so you know what you have and what's going on. And you definitely want to know how much you're paying in fees. And I touched upon this probably last week in your 401k, your managed money account, your brokerage account, your fees inside of a mutual fund you may own. These are things that no one thinks about because they're not really put out in your face saying, hey, you're paying for this. So you've got to be kind of do your own due diligence to figure out what you're really paying for. And is it making sense? You know, is it all making sense? And obviously Social Security, big part of, you know, planning and also continuing to know where you are in life, whether it be pre-retirement, during retirement, you know, and as you get much older, so that you know you're in good shape, you're not running out of money, you know, you're utilizing all the strategies that you can to maximize your benefits. And again, we'll look at your current situation. I mean, I have tools where we look at where you are, where you might be in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, plug in whatever returns we want that you're comfortable with based on what we're looking at, whether it be a bank account, funds, life insurance, annuities, stocks, bonds, whatever, what have you. So we have a good gauge of where you'll be, you know, especially based on the fact if you are actually pulling from those funds, you know, you want to know how that's going to affect everything while you're trying to maintain and grow your wealth as well. So another point I like to make, for some reason, you have an advisor, haven't heard from them. They're not, you know, you're not really going over things very often with them, you know, whether it be an annual, couple year, whatever your plan is. People are different. Some clients I have, they like to go over things frequently. Others, they go online, look at their contracts. If they have a question, they reach out to us. So it's all good. So whatever each person wants, we can handle. So let's see, where would that take me to now? You know, because obviously we financial freedom with Safe Money Bob. I mean, it's all about being financially free. That not only frees you financially, frees you emotionally, mentally, physical stress. Like it can take a lot out of a person when they're worried about money all the time, you know, and that's not a way to go through life. So anyone we can help get to their sweet spot, and it's all, everyone's different, their financial freedom sweet spot, we want to do that for them.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
Quote, expect the best, prepare for the worst, capitalize on what comes. That would be a quote from Zig Ziglar. I'm sure many of you have heard of that person. So what I'm going to do now, if you remember a few minutes ago, I touched upon a topic where we're going to go through five important things to own during retirement. So I'm going to go through in this next segment some of these topics, and they'll probably make sense to you, and you probably have them, but you know, it's always good to review these things. So I'm going to start with something that you probably need to have unless you live in a particular city or small town where you can go to everything easily. You're going to want a reliable vehicle. You don't want to rely on others to get rides. Like, people have their own lives. I know people are very generous sometimes, saying, hey, I'll drive you here, I'll pick you up from there. But you want to have your own vehicle, preferably paid off, preferably not too many miles on it, preferably not a lot of maintenance, you know, so that you have access to that. You know, it's important too, because if you have to get to and from medical appointments, church, going to visit your family, like, you know, you're really going to have somebody drive you there? I mean, I know everybody's getting into this Uber and Lyft stuff, but I don't know for that. I don't think I've ever done that with those. And a lot of my clients, they're not really, I don't really think a lot of them have access to public transportation. Like, we don't live, you know, my area is kind of rural. I mean, there might be like a thing called the Link that some of our elderly population utilize, but mostly because they can't really drive anymore. But for the most part, everyone seems to have their own vehicle. They just maybe not go out as much. They make multiple stops on a single trip, which is great for conserving money regarding gasoline prices and all that, you know, and the environment, consumption, and so forth. And then you can always go where you want. So say you want to go eat lunch at a park. Say you want to go play bingo at the church. Say you want to have lunch with friends at the luncheonette. You just go. You just do it. And then also safety. You know, it's very safe, and you can get yourself in a reliable vehicle where you need to go, especially if there's an emergency, like especially if there's like a couple and one person has, you know, something going on medically. Well, maybe you want to call the ambulance. You can't wait for the ambulance. Your spouse or sister or brother, whomever's with you, you have a vehicle to get to the hospital. So very important. You know, you want to have a reliable vehicle, and preferably one that does not take a lot of maintenance money and you don't have to pay. Now, if you're really doing well and you like driving new cars, low mileage leases, you'll always have reliable transportation. You'll have a little bit of an expense monthly, annually, and moving forward. But, you know, maybe you've done enough to be at that point in life where you can do that. You know, so to each situation is always unique. So it's how we treat everyone individually, to make sure we hit on the points they want to hit on and get to where they want to go. No pun intended, being we're talking about vehicles. Here's a biggie. Probably going to want to own a home. It gives you freedom. I know there's maintenance. I mean, we even figure in that, you know, things like new appliances, updated landscaping. What else? You want to replace carpet. You need a place to get painted. You know, you want to update your bathrooms, your decor, furniture. You know, all that should be part of a plan. A lot of advisors and the people in general too, don't think about these things. Like, you'd be surprised if you have longevity in your family and just say you're going to live where you're going to live. If you have no mortgage, you know, how much of the tax is going to go up? We talk about that. How many times are you going to fix the landscaping? How many cars are you going to replace? What appliances are going to, how long are they going to last? What do they cost now? We can figure in inflation, not necessarily 9% or 8%, but, you know, 3%, 4%. It's kind of been the norm, probably around 3, I'd say, 2 to 3. So these are all things, you know, that you have to consider, especially when you own a home. You don't necessarily want to move in with your children and be a burden. Nobody wants to be a burden. You know, you want to have visits with your family, and I've seen this personally. I've experienced it. You know, when you see your mother taking care, help them take care of your grandparents, you know, as a senior citizen herself, and seeing how it affects the relationship with your dad, because, you know, she had to do what she had to do, you know, and it just took time away from them having quality time. That's my point. And it's also a valuable asset. So, you know, if you own a home, it's kind of like having an extra poker chip. Like, you can always cash that chip in and say, all right, you know what? I'm going to go to some place where the rent's low, maybe out of the area from where you live, and just you have that asset sitting there, hopefully doing something good for you, which is something we can help you with. We always provide us free consultations, and you can work with us or take the information and try to, you know, take care of it yourself. And, you know, also safety, you know, as they say, is no place like home. So I can tell you when I'm at my house, like, it's like my happy place. I work from home a lot. I hang out in my home a lot. You know, most of my entertainment's from here. You know, I'm not a homebody. I do get out, so don't worry about that. But, you know, it's just, it's nice knowing, you know, like they say, there's no place like home. It's true. You know, there's no place like home, even when you go on a great trip, which I can tell you on that note, before I get to the next, the third of the five important things to own during retirement, heading down to Knoxville, Tennessee for a little game of football against Florida, University of Florida against the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. Probably going to be over 100,000 of my closest friends I've never met. And in that stadium, my daughter's a sophomore there. First time we've ever gone to see her and go to a football game or any kind of function. And she's been there, you know, other than coming home for summer break, she's been there since last August. We basically, my wife and I, Beverly, moved her in. Hey, quick story. I found a rental, Chevy Equinox, packed it. It looked like Ricky Ricardo driving on a vacation with Lucille Ball and I Love Lucy. Like, other than having stuff strapped to the front windshield, it was pretty packed. It's probably pretty hilarious when we pulled up to get gas. And you see my daughter, like, packed in there somewhere. Just as long as she could put her seatbelt on, that was the main thing. So we dropped her off a year ago, August, early August, and then left the car at the airport, flew home, and then last May – flew out there, rented a car, packed her up in a little big thing here, climate controlled storage units, packed her stuff up. She flew home and my wife and I got to go enjoy Nashville for a few days. And that's a fun place if you've ever been there. If you haven't, go. But I'll tell you, I think you can only really go for two or three days. It's a lot. It's a lot. Tons of great music, restaurants, you know, pubs, all that jazz. So really cool, really cool spot. But again, after every trip, it's always great walking through the door back at home. So I'm going to go on to the next thing here, an emergency fund. Now, you think emergency fund, you know, okay, I'll have one. You know, you might have unexpected expenses, an air conditioner on your house, a heater goes, a boiler or furnace. Appliances, back to the appliances. You know, how do you replace an appliance if you don't have any? You know, you're going to put on a credit card and have a payment. You're going to use the zero interest and pay them your money, and then your money's gone. So you want to have enough liquidity to cover these emergency expenses, and each situation is different based on your living arrangement. Do you own a home? Are you renting? Are you responsible for all the appliances? You know, how old's your car? Am I going to need a transmission? Do I have to replace it? You know, these all go back to some of the areas we covered earlier in this show. So another thing is you can go, oh, I want to have 3 months. I want to have 6 months. I want to have a year. Again, just remember this, everyone. You're unique. So if someone else is happy with 6 months of expenses liquid, and there's a lot of places it can be liquid, as long as you can get to it within like a week or so, or 2 weeks even, it's still liquid. Doesn't mean bank. You want help with that, you obviously book a free consultation, you know, call 908-359-2861, leaving a message, and one of my staff will reach out to you to conveniently set you up on a call with me. We generally have 15, 30, and 1 hour slots, so whichever you prefer. If you want to just get to know me, 15 minutes or 30. If you want to get into it a little bit more, hour. If we use the whole hour, it's cool. If we don't, no biggie. I get a little break to the next for the next call, meeting, or what have you, webinar. And then as far as where does an emergency fund have to be? Well, everybody says, oh, a savings account. Okay. It's one place. Checking, it's two. Money market at a bank, hopefully, so your dollars don't go less than a dollar per dollar. And that's a whole nother thing. Okay. Short-term CDs, fine. No risk. Right? FDIC insured, which that's, I could have a whole nother show on that. But you're making nothing. to nothing, very little, taxable. It's all taxable. You're getting taxed on the interest. So they're paying you a little bit of interest, and then you're getting taxed on top of it, depending on your tax bracket. So many of my clients have overfunded, high cash value, and including myself, substantial assets that serve as a, you know, an emergency fund. They serve as a college fund. You could have retirement income come from it, you know, strategically, while keeping that insurance benefit in force to some capacity, so that you're leaving a tax-free legacy to your spouse, to your brothers or sisters, to your nieces or nephews, your kids, grandkids. So an emergency fund can still work for you. Like, you don't have to have your money doing anything. I can't stand lazy money. Can't stand it. I still have clients with too much money in the bank, but it's just the way they are. They just like what they have in the bank. So I try to nudge nicely every time. Say, hey, you know what? That might be a little too much sitting there. Why don't we do a 3-year fixed interest annuity with a guaranteed rate of 4.2 on some of that money that you don't need to have to get at because you have enough to cover any of the things that you're worried about. Item 4 of the 5 important things to own during retirement, that's going to be insurance. Now, do I want everyone to be overinsured in every way? No. Do you want to have all your bases covered? Yes. So, you know, you want to be covered, you know, biggies, what, healthcare, right? So you come off of your employer plan, maybe, you know, you're getting on Medicare A and B, you get your Medicare sub policy, you know, so you want to have all that covered so that, again, you're not leaving a potential drain to your secure retirement because you get sick and you have these major medical bills. So that's something else that's important as well. You know, so you want to cover your bases there because it can do that. And then I'm going to get into right now, long-term care, biggest factor in whether, you know, if you're married and one of you needs to go to a nursing home, you could have a substantial part of your retirement money, your assets, net worth just disappear because they're going to take it. You know, they're going to say, give me your social security check, you know, to the person in the place, in the home. You may have a pension check. Oh, they may want that too. Depending on where you go, I mentioned last week, you're looking at like $6,000 to $12,000 a month. And again, I've been doing this a long time. 30 some years, I guess now. Jesus, 33 years, I guess, plus. Or just about, I'm not sure. I got to remember. But anyway, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're leaving your spouse a couple things. You don't want to leave your spouse with little to no money and a much lower standard of living if one of you gets sick. And there's ways we can solve those problems. Like, you don't think I got to pay premiums for the rest of my life. And if I don't use it, I'm not going to get anything. No, there's different concepts, strategies, solutions that we utilize depending on the situation with our clients to make the right fit. You know, some, they may want to pay money over a certain amount of time. And then, you know what? They don't use it, never use the long-term care benefits, still a tax-free death benefit paid out. Others, they'll want to have a type of policy or contract that will grow, you know, still grow and act as if, you know, as a supplement to the retirement, cover potential living expenses, you know, regarding long-term care help, you know, medical help at the house, we'll say, as an example. You know, and you can use, you know, life insurance now has come so far with what's available to you, single premium, you know, set pay forever. It's okay. They all work in the right situation. There's not one that's not good or a good option, I should say, but it has to be put in properly by someone who knows what they're doing. So again, if I can help you in any way with that, you can always call my office. You can go to my website, www.safemoneybob.com. Book time with me. I can also call my office at 908-359-2861. And again, you can also utilize annuities. I touched upon this probably before, either earlier today or my last show. You can utilize annuities in many different ways. People think, oh, an annuity, they're going to pay me money, and then if I die, it's gone. No. That's one way you could do it. That's not how we do it. But there's many ways with the annuity availability out there today. The product is so consumer-friendly. You can guarantee income and pay no fee for that. You can guarantee income that's much better or higher and pay a fee for that. You can still control your asset and grow the asset so that if you don't use, you got a couple of things. If you're married and you don't, you know, and you pass, you could have it set up where your spouse will get a benefit as well. Similar to some of the pensions out there that you might have or have heard of from friends or family. You can also have an income rider on a contract. And let's say you have $500,000. Say you got $1 million in a contract. Just an example. Using it because it's round, million. And you use up, say, $400,000 of income because you had a guaranteed income option on that. There's still the ability to leave $600,000, say, if it's just you and you don't have a spouse, to your beneficiaries, probate-free, and they would just pay gains, taxes on gains, not on the original lump sum or investment, assuming it's not an IRA. So we're coming up on a break, and I have one more item to share with you. That would be the fifth of the five important things to own during retirement. So I'm going to let you think about it a little bit. Say, what could it be? What could it be? And then I'll share that with you the other side of the break. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Financial Freedom with Safe Money Bob. To schedule your free, no obligation consultation, visit safemoneybob.com. I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right,
I'd leave to find an answer on the road.
You're listening to Financial Freedom with Safe Money Bob. Once again, here's Bob.
Hey, everyone, we're back. I'm going to give you a quick little review of the first four items we spoke about out of the five that you want to own during retirement. And then we can get into some other concepts here that you should find pretty interesting and helpful and can definitely help you with that. Again, I just want to thank you all for listening. And if you want to get one-on-one with me, say www.safemoneybob.com. You can also call my office, 908-359-2861 24/7. And someone will get back to you from my staff and help you book a call with me. 15, 30, or 60 minutes, whichever you like. And again, everything's complimentary. Analysis is complimentary. Throwing strategies together is complimentary. And I'm not going to just show you the things. I don't think I've said this before. I'm not going to show you stuff. We have a couple meetings and say, oh, I'm just going to keep it. And you got to work with me to look at it. We don't work that way. So you'll get, you know, if it's a fact finder, you'll have a set of it. We'll have a set. If it's a life cycle model, we'll have yours. You'll have yours. So you'll always have, you know, I don't say results, but you always have the topics of discussion or the work we did, you know, a record of it. So again, most people choose to have me help them with it. But if you decide not to, you still get that same value that we provide people free of charge. And, you know, hopefully in your own way, if I'm not implementing it for you, it works out for you. So far during the show, we've covered a few things, but I just want to go back over the four of those topics that we just spoke about in the end of the last segment. So we talked about reliable transportation, generally owning a car, low maintenance, reliable, you know, gives you the freedom to go where you got to go. Owning a home, if it makes the most sense for you, but then there's no place like home. And then emergency funds. Talked about many places that they can sit to be available. And then everyone's emergency fund, how fast do I have to get to it? You know, does it have to be in a day? Does it have to be in a week? I mean, if you have a credit card, right, and you're able to put something on there because, all right, my fridge goes, it's $3,000. Oh, okay. Throw it on a credit card. Hopefully you get rewards points. No annual fee too. A couple tips right there for you. And you get your statement and you're like, oh, well, guess what? At that point, I was able to move money out of, say, my life insurance cash value, and I was able to borrow it out. So I borrowed out of my cash value life insurance. I paid off my credit card, got rewards points, didn't pay any interest, right? No fees, no taxes. Then you're like, you know what? I want to put that money back. I'm gonna do like $100 a month. I have it. I'm not using all my income. So I'm going to take that, or I'm going to move a little bit of money from savings and pay $100 a month back to myself, basically being a pretend you're Lowe's finance. So you become Lowe's finance or Home Depot or wherever you go, and you pay yourself back. At the end of the day, and I'm touching a lot on this part because it's important, you've paid yourself back. Your policy looks as if you never took a loan. Still gets its dividends, still gets its interest, still in force if something happens to you. So it's just one example of what I have for me and my family and my clients that I could implement for you. So again, if that's sounded really interesting to you, call my office, 908-359-2861, and leave a message, and we'll set up a time to talk about it. Or go to www.safemoneybob.com, and you can book a call with me anytime. I mean, I have availability. I make sure I leave availability so that my listeners can get a hold of me, talk to me, and I can help you out. All right. So that was emergency fund. I think we beat that one pretty good. And then insurance, very important part of it. I'm not going to go through everything again, but just it's insurance is your friend. Insurance is an asset. It's not a liability. It's not an expense. All right. Is it a cash flow draw? Can be. It can be. It can also be an investment that appreciates. And it utilizes leverage for different things, depending on what we wanted to do. So just try to remember that. And these are things we help our clients implement, and I teach people so you can learn about it. So here you go. I'm curious if anyone's going to get this, but your fifth most important thing to own during retirement. Kind of not really a thing. It's important. You know, it's not a tangible thing. It's not a reliable vehicle. It's not a home. It's not, emergency fund. It's not an insurance policy per se or an annuity. It's your schedule. So it's your schedule. So even in retirement, work, I got to do this on this time. And then the next time I have my lunch break. And then, maybe that's how your day was. You were a 9-to-5 person. You did your job, did it well. And you worked 8:30 to 12:30 at a half hour lunch, and you work from 1 to 5. Like, I don't know. That's just one example. But during retirement, it's about enjoying your life. Because you worked so hard to get to this point, right? You worked your whole life. You probably supported your family, your wife. You had a house. You had kids in most cases. You may or may not have paid for college or helped pay for school. You save for retirement. You don't have to work anymore. So you want to have the schedule that you want. You want to be able to do things you want as well. Because you don't want to have to go back to work. You don't want to run out of money. Again, it's something we help people with. And you definitely don't want to sit there watching the stock market and being nervous all the time. Obviously, in these times that we're in now, you want to have your assets. You can have some risk if that's what you want. I have clients with zero risk. I have clients with some risk. It's their choice. It just depends on their situation. Do they have a pension or not? How much money do they really have? Do they have to really try to make the money work? Well, there's things you can do to grow your money, and you don't have to risk it. Like, you don't have to put it in the stock market. It's not the only place to make money. So just try to remember that. And again, if you're healthy enough, thankfully, hopefully you're healthy enough as you get older. I don't know if you think about this. Just think about this a second. As you get older, you're most likely travel less unless you're just really healthy. So you don't want to be able to travel and spend time with your family and see this great country, or go to other countries. I still got a lot of places to visit in the United States on my bucket list. So it's going to take me a while before I really need to go out of the country, though my family is kind of pushing for me to take them somewhere in the Caribbean for a family vacation, which we have not had one for a week straight since probably before COVID. So 2019, I'm going to say June. So that's important, and I'm working still. So is my wife. So, you're retired, hopefully, or you will be. So you want to have a plan in place, and we can help you with that so that you can do the things you want to do, not worry about money, not worry about the stock market, visit your family, just live the retirement you want to live, not only financially, but just your day-to-day life. I always strive to have one thing every day that I want to do that makes me feel happy. It could be watching a rerun of a sitcom. It could be watching a sporting event. It could be hanging out with a friend on a deck, beautiful weather, you know, enjoying the outside. Could be with friends at another, you know, somewhere else. But just something. Always have something that makes you smile. And I don't know if any of you remember Jimmy Valvano, but I'll tell you, I kind of go by this myself. If you can laugh, cry, and think every day, even if it's for a minute, 5 minutes each, whatever, that's a pretty full day emotionally. You've had the spectrum. Also, it's really good to give thanks, I have found. You know, be thankful for your health, your family, friends. Thankful for health, family, faith, friends, skill, positivity, and opportunities. And I always tell myself, today's a great day. Make something happen. Or no, today's a great day. Unlimited opportunities. Make something happen, which means help more people. And then that's pretty much it, you know. You just got to be thankful for what you have while you're trying to keep moving forward and enjoying life at the same time. So there's the fifth and final of the five. Your schedule with my other comments and thoughts and feelings on that subject. So and even when you're still working, because I'm sure many of you are, you got to have some time. I actually block time off on my calendar, and then I have my work time around it so that I do things, whether it be dinner with the wife, with Beverly, with my kid, Danny, my wife, my daughter, like going on this trip. I have no appointments Friday or Monday because I'm spending time with them, you know? And this is our first trip, pleasure trip to where my kid goes to college. So it's important. It should be a great time. So got a little game here called Right or Wrong.
Come on down as we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
So if you can play along, just think about these things. So I'm going to come up with some little, not tidbits, but we'll see how we want to call this. So every day until 2030, you may or may not be aware, potentially 10,000 baby boomers will turn 65, and seven out of every 10 will require long-term care at some point. So what's so big about that? You know, what does that mean? Is that possible? You think it's probable? Well, if you thought it was probable and possible, you're right. So it's essential to have a smart health plan in place. So this goes back to Medicare A, B, Medicare Sup, having, you know, enough money to cover any out-of-pocket copays, deductibles, what have you. Having both a Medicare Sup plan, you know, as well as your AB is important because you want to limit. If you can limit, this is a big point here. So if you can limit your exposure to catastrophic expenses for pennies on the dollar, would you do it? Would you do it? Would you say, all right, you know what? I'm going to use an example. I could put $5,000 a year into something for 10 years and I will never have to pay another dime. This is just one example. And I immediately have, let's just say, $100,000 benefit. I'm just using round numbers here. If I die, $100,000 tax free. If I need long-term care, I get X amount of dollars a month, whatever the design of that particular option is, towards those expenses. Did you pay dollar for dollar for them? No. Okay. So would you drive your car that's worth $40,000 without collision insurance? Comprehensive? No. What about your house? Got insurance on your house? Are you going to self-insure? So if a Sandy event happens again, or God forbid, in our area, Ida, just over a year ago, September 1st, one of the worst hit places in the country, you going to rebuild your house? Or are you going to have the insurance company do it? Pretty sure all of you, if you have a mortgage, have to have the insurance coverage, homeowners coverage. But if you didn't have a mortgage and you didn't have insurance to cover that catastrophe, you wouldn't do that. So again, everyone knows insurance. They've used it, whether it be homes, autos, condos, wave runners, boats, jewelry, personal articles, very important. Make sure you got pictures of everything with your insurance company and everything's covered. Umbrella, God forbid, you know, it's just a little extra for you. Power tip, umbrella. Most people probably don't have an umbrella policy. If they do, it's like for practically nothing, $1 million maybe. Well, with two teenage drivers in my house, and with boat licenses to be able to ride wave runners and so forth, I up our coverage to $4 million because I'm not going to have, God forbid, this major event occur. That's really horrible. And then everything we've worked for is gone. So it's important. I wanted to bring that whole piece up to, you know, put a bow tie on it like I just did, because everyone has insurance already. You have health insurance. Most of you probably have life insurance at work. You're paying pennies on the dollar. Insurance company is the one taking the risk, not you. So let's see. So basically you probably wouldn't want to have just one, you know, have Medicare A and B and then not have Medicare sup, or, you know, you're not gonna have Medicare sup without A and B. So you want to have them probably be tied together. And if you can't pay for something like that, you know, we can set up an annuity, you know, and there's different types that can not only provide you income to pay for those premiums, but still allow your money to potentially grow without risk or worry, because it's not the stock market. So I'm going to go over a couple of rules that we kind of use in our industry here. We have the rule 100, which is it's a risk rule. It's what it is. So if I'm, you know, 70 years old and the rule says I should have, you know, no more, doesn't have to be any, but no more than 30% of their money at risk. Anything that could depreciate while having growth potential. I came across, I got a referral recently, 90-year-old couple. They're like 91, 90, 89, 90, you know, from a CPA who refers me his clients, okay? And I looked at everything they had. Out of almost $800,000 or $900,000 off the top of my head, they only had like $50,000, maybe $100,000 of it was in investments or bank accounts that they couldn't lose their money. I looked at where they were. They were down, and the statements are old, probably a couple months old. Then, you know, July was a bump up, I believe. August was down. I just talked to another client, and you know, she lost another $5,000 on her money. So that was a couple percent, but that money's not with me yet. That's why she actually went backwards, because my client's money doesn't go backwards. Stays level, stays the same, or goes up. That's it. So if you want to learn about that, how I do that for people, please give us a call at 908-359-2861 and book time with me, and I'll explain how I do those things. You know, go online to safemoneybob.com, www.safemoneybob.com, and book time with me. And you can share your thoughts and where you're at, and I'll explain some things. I'll answer questions, and then we'll see where that takes us. So that's the rule of 100. You don't have to have, if I'm 60, you don't have to have 40% at risk. If you're 50, it doesn't have to be 50-50. You're in a great time, because there's so many things available to you to invest in that do not have to put your money at risk, but still give you growth potential. And they don't charge you. There's no fees. Doesn't have to be any fees. You choose, not somebody else. You choose. So let's see here. So I have one more rule. It's kind of a double rule, I call it. It's rule 72. So if you want to double your money, you know, you divide it by, you know, 72, and say you divide it by 10 or by the rate of return you want. So let's say I want to make 7% a year, 7.2% a year, make it easy. I'm good. I like using easy numbers. In 10 years, if you earn 7.2% a year, your money will double. So about 100,000 is 200, 200, 400, 400, 800, 800, 1.6 million, 3.2 million. So that's the rule of 72. So, but again, that is steadfast. Like, you just put the rate of return. You can use your calculator on your phone or what have you, and indefinitely figure out where you're going to be, you know, far as an asset total, you know, net worth and so forth. Let's see here. So here's the thing. know, everybody talks about bonds. You know, that's your safe part of their money, bond funds. You know, there's still fees involved. There's still interest rate risk involved. The bond can go down. If interest rates go up, you saw how fast interest rates went up, and they're probably going up today or this week. I'm sorry. Whenever the heck the Fed's meeting, probably going to go up another 0.75% to 1%. So, again, if you're – the problem is, okay, so that's great. So let's just say savings rates go to 3%. All right, inflation is like 8, 9. Everything we want to buy is, you know, I can tell you I'm spending 30-40% more. I'm definitely spending 50% more for gas than I did a couple years ago. I'm paying, I feel like my wife goes, you know, we go, me, her, my daughter, myself, whoever, we pick up food at the Costco or Walmart or, you know, in our case, ShopRite or Aldi. It's like, the money doesn't go anywhere. Like we're getting, I'm like, what are we buying? What do we have? Where's the food? I see what the cost is. But, you know, again, fees, interest rate risk, depreciation of the bond itself, you don't need to do that. You know, you can, fixed index annuities were made to help with that piece of your puzzle. That piece of your pizza pie, financial pizza pie. So, you know, why would you take market risk when you don't have to? Why would you take market risk and potentially not even earn what you're trying to earn when you can not have market risk and have growth that, you know, you hope to obtain over the course of your life with that particular piece of your portfolio? So, again, just interest rate risk, you know, reinvestment risk. So, you know, you're buying bonds, rates go up, you know, rates go down, then what? You know, you keep buying the bonds, that's not going to work for you. You know, and main thing is fees. All right. I'm a big guy about fees. Fees aren't the end of the world. The fees do not need to be part of all of your money, right? Most of the time, you know, even the banks, my God, it doesn't matter what you have in there asset wise, they're going to, they charge you like a maintenance fee. They charge you, a check image fee. You know, sometimes there'll be, what other fees are there? I mean, it's just crazy. You know, the regular banks, this is a regular bank. Funds, they have to have their fees. They got to pay everybody, you know, whether they're stock funds, bond funds, index funds, you know, target date funds, all those things. It's not necessary. I mean, if you get anything else from me during my shows, you do not need to have all your money at risk. Or any of it. You can still grow your money. You can have some of your money guaranteed to get X amount of interest, whatever that rate is, depending on the years you want to put your money into something. What the prevailing rates are based on where you live, because each state's got different things available to their citizens. And that's just the main thing with this part of the equation here. It's just fixed index annuities can be a great tool and a great addition, along with multi-year guarantee annuities, which provide you with a set rate of return over a set number of years to anyone's portfolio. I mean, how much better off with the couple I just mentioned who are both in their 90s and have multiple advisors be they weren't in the stock market? And why the heck would they be in a stock market going into age 90 with almost all their money? And they're in variable annuities. They're in the brokerage accounts. They got ETFs. They got funds. They possess all this. I'm like, it makes no sense. And then one of them had a recent long-term care event. So now they're looking at where they got to sell things that are down to pay the money. So again, pretty confident this is someone I'm going to be working with soon. And I'm going to have to redo everything and set up income and protect the assets. Get tax efficient. So, you know, because they're pretty confident based on their age, they probably will not burn through all their assets so they can leave a nice legacy to their children who are probably in their 60s themselves and retired. Good chance, right? If you're 90 years old, your kids could be 65 or 70, depending on, you know, when you had them. So I would say off of that discussion I just gave you, or a monologue, we'll call it, obviously variable annuities can be too hot. There's a lot of fees and market risk. Fixed annuities could be low, but again, for the ultra safe, want to make sure I make an interest on my asset part of your portfolio, excellent choice. But the fixed index annuity can be just right, because not only can you get the growth potential, and we're not talking 2-3% here. Like these things have made money year over year, so it's really cool. And You know, again, no risk, no fees. You can have guaranteed income if you want, no fee. You have withdrawal privileges if you need that money. Maybe you don't. So all that's going to be, part of the equation there. So again, there's no one thing that's the right fit and perfect fit for everybody that you should ever always do. It's a combination of strategies based on their goals and what you're trying to accomplish. So again, I welcome the opportunity to speak with you, www.safemoneybob.com. And you can book the time with me or call the office again, 908-359-2861. And someone will get back to you and book time with me. We'll see how we can help you.
Thanks for listening to Financial Freedom with Safe Money Bob. You deserve to work with a financial and insurance expert who can offer proven strategies for protecting and growing your hard-earned money. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit SafeMoneyBob.com or pick up the phone and call 908-359-2861. That's 908-359-2861. Not affiliated with the United States government, the Amwell Agency does not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or of the results obtained in the use of this information.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
The Federal Reserve keeps raising interest rates to combat inflation, but how could it affect your retirement? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Supply chain issues, the pandemic, energy prices, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine have all been contributing factors to runaway inflation. To fight rising prices, the Federal Reserve has been using one of its most powerful tools, raising interest rates.
So they started increasing the interest rates about, two meetings ago, so about 3 months ago, when they had the first increase of 0.75 percentage points to 75 basis points, which at that point was the largest increase in about 30 years.
Tibor Besedesh is an economics professor at Georgia Tech. He says it's surprising that the August reading for inflation did not see a decrease, especially given gas prices have been plummeting from recent astronomical highs.
Inflation is not going to up all of a sudden, but what one is hoping for is that these increases start to decrease so that we start getting to levels that are a bit sort of more manageable and more pleasing to the eye, if nothing else. It was very surprising.
That's why Besedesh says many analysts now expect the Fed to be even more aggressive with interest rate hikes in coming months. So what does this mean for you? Potentially higher payments on mortgages, other loans, and credit cards.
So carrying any sort of a balance on any loan that doesn't have a fixed interest rate is going to become more expensive.
Besedesh says it's important for consumers to cut back where they can to lessen the blow of inflation and interest rate hikes. And if you're in the market for a new home, it could be good to delay the purchase until rates or home prices come back down. So how do the Fed's actions on interest rates affect your wallet? That's a key question to consider as higher costs eat away at your hard-earned money. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.